Hello everyone. Hi. So this is my this our talk with Lorena, and we're going to describe how we can investigate security incidents with forensic container checkpointing in Kubernetes environments. And this collaboration with my supervisors, Professor Drugo Bruno and Professor Wes Armour at university. I'm a PhD student in scientific computing, and Lorena is also a master's student in focusing on threat detection. And Adrian and Victoria are also here. This work is in part with done with the Kubernetes Checkpoint Restore Working Group. And if you have any questions, we will be happy to answer at the end. Okay, yeah, I'll try to speak up. Thanks. Lorena, do you want to introduce yourself and we can start?
Good morning. So in Kubernetes, most successful attacks are most invisible. And that's because instead of using common malwares, attackers rely on native tools or API like kubectls, bash, or Python. In addition, they often masquerade as legitimate workloads, for example, deploying normal looking pods. And also, the persistence is maintained in a native Kubernetes way, like daemon sets or cron jobs. So, long story short, the problem is that attackers behave like normal common Kubernetes users. And on the other side, traditional forensics systems assumes that the systems are stable, long-lived, and they could be observable after the fact. But Kubernetes breaks all these aspects because accessing nodes could be disruptive and difficult. So another aspect of classical forensics systems is that they are based on disk artifacts, but in Kubernetes attacks, usually they use live memory malware and runtime state. So we said that data are ephemeral and the forensics traditional ways doesn't work correctly.